Pickaxe.
Folks, welcome to Dungeons and Randomness. Since 2012, myself and an amazing cast of 18 have been telling stories in our homebrew world of Theria. Four different groups explore lost ruins, run for political office, rage against a mad king, set sail to long-forgotten islands, and so much more. Every group has a different story and flavor, and every season, or arc, has a new set of groups and stories, all building the history of our world with every single session. Literally hundreds of hours of stories are waiting for you as part of the Pickaxe Network. Check out Dungeons and Randomness wherever you get your podcasts, and we'll see you around the table.
Hello, welcome back to High Rollers, welcome back to the final episode of A Rogue's Gambit, our 11-episode miniseries set in the Waterdeep Dragon Heist campaign. We're sponsored by Idle Champions, and while playing won't generate dice for us to power up our ability checks, you should still check it out because, you know, it's fun. The team have made a new friend, but Jalaxel has some alternate plans for them. Can they survive this final encounter and walk out of this vault much richer?
Welcome to High Rollers of Rogue's Gambit, the final episode.
Countdown.
Thank you. Welcome, friends, loved ones, everybody out there who loves D&D. I'm your Dungeon Master, Mark Sherlock Humes. Joining me, we have five players today.
Yeah.
Katie's back from Scotland. She's joining us back as Fleur. Tom Hazel.
Hello.
As Bertie.
Bertie.
Kim as Boomer.
What?
Chris Trott.
As Aquamamba!
Hi.
And then joining us for the very last episode, Rhiannon as Black Viper. We had so much fun with Black Viper. She was there the last time. It would be weird to have her not be here for the final episode. Mm. So why not have everyone for this dramatic conclusion for Waterdeep Dragon Heist?
Hello.
Are you all ready?
I think so.
Let's get going. As a small recap, the party had duped Jarlaxle Ban Ray and stole the Stone of Galore, learning that the remaining keys needed to open the vault were a silver hammer and a bar of adamantium. You sourced these in the city of Waterdeep, avoiding being pursued by Jarlaxle's drow cronies, and discovered the vault hidden beneath the windmill. You also discovered that Bertie is actually a prince of the Goliath tribe.
Yeah, I am.
You descended into Dagolt Neverember's vault. Inside, you found a lot of pointless doors, a mind-altering fresco, and Bertie was nearly eaten by a black ooze, but you survived, and eventually you found your way into the treasure chamber where you met the gold's guardian, a gold dragon. The vault full of gold dragons was guarded by a gold dragon.
A big gold dragon.
It's a little bit on the nose, Neverember, but sure.
He's going to be worth loads of money.
He's, yeah, absolutely. There's the fortune, the 500,000 gold coins piled up in an enormous treasure pile, as well as several gemstones that the dragon uses as some sort of food. Mm-hmm. And also it was holding, which is now, it was the dragon staff, the golden dragon staff that the dwarf was holding is also there, which you know is a, whoever holds it can basically allow dragons to enter or exit the city. So it has a considerable amount of power over the city itself. Just before we finished, Jarlaxle and his drow cronies had emerged from the stairwell leading into the treasure vault, into the open chamber, and were greeted by the sight of Oranax, this gold dragon, and the rest of you, who I believe were playing cards after taking a long rest.
And then there was, hey, we made a friend.
And then that was that was the blackout end of episode kind of style cut. I have no way of knowing how to reintegrate Fleur, because she vanished last time and Black Viper appeared. So
I'd like to think she tagged along with Jarlaxle's
snuck
cronies.
In with them, perhaps. Like, yeah, okay. That probably makes
hired
sense.
By Jarlaxle.
I mean, the other option was just that Black Viper splits into
she's
two people by osmosis. Like,
she's probably just with the cloak.
Spider-Man.
The spider cloak. She's probably just, Spider-Man her way above everybody without them even noticing.
Sure.
I like to think that she's just sauntered in really quietly.
I mean, Jarlaxle has a passive perception that's really high, but sure.
Shh.
We'll make
no,
that.
He doesn't.
Sure.
No, he doesn't.
I like.
She's
I think
stealthy.
Jarlaxle's the kind of person where he knows you're there, but he's not going to say
gonna
anything.
Let it happen.
He just he's like, yeah,
he's
she's
happen.
Being cool. I'll let it happen.
See. Fleur just used like 10 d6s to.
No,
sure. Yeah. Do you want to take 10 d6s?
No, no. It was just in between sessions. You know.
She's got a. She's got a +9 to stealth.
Cool.
Cool.
It's fine. So
she's
Jarlaxle emerges. into this large chamber. And the chamber, to refresh your memory, it's a large cavernous space with columns every 30 feet or so. The ceiling is about 30 feet high, and there are alcoves all along the back, some of which are empty, most of which have been overspilled with this huge pile of gold coins, which is very large. It's an enormous amount of money. Jarlaxle has three gunslinger drow, so drow with these pistols, behind him, and then about 15 other drow, all kind of kitted up in armor and weapons, kind of marching in behind him, basically. And he looks up at the dragon, and is like, huh! As the dragon kind of looms down. Wow! Vault guarded by a gold dragon for a fortune of gold dragons.
Yeah.
Wow. Hi! And he looks around to everyone.
Good night, mate.
Just give us 1 second. We're on the final round. Thank you.
Absolutely. You Fruit take your time.
Yep. I'm winning.
I'm sure you are.
Goldfish!
But blackjack!
Wait, I thought we were playing goldfish.
We were playing blackjack this whole time, Boomer.
Oh, shit.
21.
What?
21, give me all your coins.
Oh, man, I guess I lose.
Every round. Every round.
And that's what I thought.
Well, good at this.
He looks around, and the gold dragon just kind of looms over and doesn't really seem to say much to it initially. You just hear this heavy kind of, like, draconic breath. Kind of, you know, this deep rumbling voice. As Jarlaxle's like, a little unexpected. So what's the deal? I thought we had a deal. I thought we had an arrangement.
I tell you what, I'm going to step away from our dear friend, Mr. Golden Dragon.
Come over here. Have a conversation.
Please excuse me, Guardian.
Very well. Is this the one that I should be careful of?
Absolutely.
Very well. I will be keeping a close eye on you, drow.
And he kind of spits the word a little bit.
How many
bit.
Bites do you think...
You see, Jarlaxle just rolls his eyes.
How many bites do you think it would take to eat the drow whole?
One.
One. Noted.
Jarlaxle rolls his eyes again.
Noted. Please, Mr. Jarlaxle.
Well, step over here. Let's have a... What do they call it? What's that pirate term? A parlay.
A party?
Yes, Bertie, a party. We're going to have nice. A party.
A party?
A parley party.
Man, I walked party down the party. Hall and joined the other...
Glad you could join us.
Oh, hey.
Ooh. You can see the other drow like... Where the fuck did she come from?
Hey, Flora.
Hi.
I don't believe you two have met.
I think we have met.
No. You've obviously heard
done your research.
Yeah, you've done your research. Yeah, that's...
I know a lot about
there's,
you.
There's very beautiful, very voluptuous lady thief, all in black with a black mask and a hood, stood with the party that you've never seen before.
Hey.
Okay. Sure. Should, why not?
Do you want to introduce yourselves to each other at
no,
this
I'm
point,
good.
Or?
I'm good. There's,
well,
no.
My name's Bertie. I'm a
Hi,
prince.
Hi, Bertie.
What?
I'm a prince.
You know what? At this point, sure.
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
Honestly,
yeah. Remember, did you not know? But
no. Turns out I did not know who I was traveling with all these years.
I'm Bertie, sure
did,
that's
did
not
you know?
Very nice. Oh, I mean, I found out like earlier. Turns out, Mom's a queen. Makes me a prince.
I'm confused as to how you don't know that sooner.
Well, I knew my mom was a queen.
How old were you?
How old was I?
How old are you now?
I don't know.
He can't count beyond
that's
10.
That's true. I don't know I why think I I'm even 10. Thought he would have an answer. I don't know why I thought
I'm
he would have
it. All right, it's my next
Okay.
Mr. Jarlaxle.
Does he still have the boots and everything?
Oh, yeah.
the helmet.
He's got his teleport helm on. Do you want to roll a d6, actually, Tom? We need to see how many charges you
Yeah.
And you roll a d6. Oh, you roll for your ring.
It
had another long rest, so you get to see if it recharges more.
Yeah, it was only one charge.
Oh, you got
one charge.
So one half. Is that zero or one?
One.
Okay.
So you got one charge on your helm.
Mr. Jarlaxle.
Poosnig.
Okay. You want to do it the hard way. Fair enough.
I thought that was your name.
That's the name you've given me, and I'm very disgruntled.
I have a real hard time remembering names. Is that not your name?
Absolutely. I've said Aquamamba so
many times. Aquamamba, that's your name.
Yeah, get
it's
it in your head.
Because I keep getting these stories about you confused with your name, that's why.
We're here to make a deal.
All
right. Making it very difficult to just establish a baseline.
Well,
of
you
diplomacy.
Know, I'm glad you want to make a deal. I know you've got your big dragon friend and everything else. But, let's have a conversation. I've got a lot of guys. Now, I know you think the dragon is very scary. I've fought dragons before. I know Driss Duerden. I've fought with Artemis and Terry. I'm a big deal in the realms.
Name dropping.
I'm not literally name dropping. You wouldn't, but it's fine. Anyway, the point is, I could maybe take this dragon. It's a risk, but there's a chance I can beat it. There's a chance that I can get all of you. But I don't want to take that chance, because it's going to put my guys at risk, and it's going to put you guys at risk. Let's make a deal. Why do you think that I want this money?
You want to control Waterdeep?
Somewhat, but not the point.
You want the staff?
Yeah, you wanted the staff more.
Why do you think I want the staff?
Control dragons?
Control the dragons.
Why do you think I want to control dragons?
Oh! No, I don't know.
Because it's kind of cool.
You're not far off. You see, Boomer, the reason that I liked you is I think you and I are kind of... We got a similar mindset to stuff. You know the problem with places like Waterdeep?
Boring.
Boring. People are snobby.
Racist.
They look down on you. They're racist. They've been, oh, we're the city of culture. We're the greatest jewel on the Sword Coast. They need their nose bloodied a little. So they look down on Luskan, which is my town. You know, I look after Luskan. They look down on me because I'm a drow. I figure, what a better way to give them the middle finger than to swipe the gold from under them and then have some political sway over them using the staff. That way they can't look down on people like me again.
Political sway in the form of controlling dragons.
You don't control dragons. You can simply allow dragons to enter or leave within the city region.
Allow them to eat citizens until you get your way.
Well, no, not necessarily. They can always, you know, they've got adventures in Waterdeep. They've got
general terrorism guards. Is what you're asking for.
Listen, all I'm saying is, as long as Waterdeep
look,
is
I burnt, like a bit of terror. Don't get me wrong.
It's not about terror. It's about sending a message. It's about having a bit of fun, making sure the people don't get too full of themselves. That's what it's about. Now listen. Before I made a deal, you guys would keep, what did I offer, 100,000 gold?
250.
1,000 gold.
We'll split it 50-50.
No.
1,000.
That would be 250.
Here's the counter offer.
All right.
We did all the legwork. We opened the door. I stole the stone from you, so you can't be that good. What? And we meet the dragon. The dragon's now our best bud. We played a couple of card rounds. He's a nice guy. I like him.
Yep.
We like him, don't we?
I like him a lot. He's real cozy.
He eats you. We take the whole share.
You snuggle the dragon.
Oh, you see, you've really not thought this through. Because you see, your dragon pal is over there, and you're here with me.
Am I really here, though?
Yes.
Almost.
I am actually really
look,
here. Yeah.
Aquamamba, I get it. You don't like people telling you what to do. You don't trust me. I get it. You're a spy.
You called me Poo Snake.
I did.
So many times.
I did call you Poo Snake.
That's not very nice.
I did, in all my defense, I did think that was your name.
There's a lot of toilet stories in his defense.
Thank you. Thank you, teacher.
Just saying.
I'm pretty sure I called you worse as well.
True.
The fact is...
Wait, is his name actually Poo Snake?
Yes. No. Wait.
That's pretty funny. What
spells do I have?
While you're looking that up, he's like, listen, my offer is this. We split the gold 50-50. I take the staff. I also get you guys out of Waterdeep. I make sure that the Harpers and everybody else doesn't come after you. And you guys come and work with me. Not for me. You work with me. Lady, you've clearly got a talent for making firearms. I've got access to Lantanese technology, gunpowder. You could outfit my entire operation, and I'll make sure you're paid handsomely for it. Boomer, I know you. Look at you. You love a bit of trouble. You love a bit of fun. Think of the adventures me and you could go on. I've got things going all over the town, causing chaos, having fun, making bombs.
Ooh, you had me at making bombs.
I thought so.
I do like making bombs.
You're a smart guy, Aquamamba. I'm sure that there's ways that we could work together. You've got a network of contacts. I've got business all across the Sword Coast. You don't have to take orders from the Harpers. You don't have to take orders from the city of Waterdeep. You'd be your own man, your own boss.
I've always been my own boss.
Yeah, but have you, though? Are you doing this mission? Huh? Huh? And you, I know you. Don't think I don't know who you really are. You could get away from that life you want to escape. You could be the Black Viper forever.
Come with me to Luskan. Work as my personal thief or assassin, whatever you want to be.
Hey, do me.
I mean, I don't know what to offer you. What do you want?
Man, I don't know.
You want to fight stuff?
What?
You want to fight stuff?
I mean, yeah, I like doing that.
You can do that all the time.
Nice. Hey, I like this guy.
I don't know what to offer him. Like, help me out here.
Oh, wait, no, hey.
Honestly,
I need to get 250 gold as well. That was my pay.
Done. Is there anybody you want to beat up in particular? I can have him beaten up for you.
Can I beat you up?
Maybe he can get you.
No. You can have a fight with me, but you won't beat me up.
Maybe he can get you a new Nerman.
Are you able to give me a worm?
Yes.
These two heads.
I get you the best. I'm sure I can make that happen. There's something Jarlaxle Banray can do. It's get you a worm with two heads.
Hey, do you know the burnt face guy?
I don't, but we can find it.
Yeah, okay. He killed Grundle.
Who is Grundle?
It's his horse.
Magical horse.
It was the horse that ate Nerman.
You want a horse? I get you a horse.
I mean...
It was some Zentarim guy, right?
I fucking hate the Zentarim. Yeah. They're assholes. They're another problem. You got the Xanathar, the Zentarim. They're all in here in Waterdeep.
We are a problem for you. So if you wouldn't mind...
Are you?
Yes, we are.
Are you, though?
We're in the way of you getting what you want.
Are you, though?
Absolutely.
In the background, Boom is just, like, shrugging. Like, are we?
Oh, well, you know what? I like the confidence. I admire that.
Team huddle.
You have a team huddle.
I don't want any spells listening in. I don't want any ethereal ears.
Sure.
Literally appearing in front of me.
Oh. I'm going to wait by the stairs, away from the dragon.
Yes.
But I will say this. I have a lot of patience, and I am willing to work with you, but if you fuck me, I will fuck you so hard that you will not... Nobody will know you as Aquamomba or Poosnake. They'll just know you as Jarlaxle's bitch.
I don't want to fuck anyone.
So just keep that in mind. I know you're a confident guy. You're a strong guy. I like that.
Just turn around. And walk away.
I'm going to stand here. You can go away.
You said you're going to the stairs.
We're by the stairs.
Well, turn around, please.
No.
Please turn around.
You turn around.
No, you turn around.
Listen, I am not playing this game. I'm going to stay here.
Okay.
Team huddle.
Okay.
All right, and he's like, you know, he gestures for the gunslingers and the other drow to back off.
I don't like him. He called me Poosnake. It may be personal, but at the same time, he's got a way with words. He's got a silver tongue. He's got some insidious things going on that he's not telling us about.
He knew everything I wanted. I told him everything I wanted, but he knew.
Boomer knows what you want, and Boomer can get it for you without this guy.
Can you? Yeah, to be honest, I could probably find that too. It's a worm.
Two-headed.
I'm sure I can make that happen.
You could ultimately do that. It'd be really bad for us, but you're your own person.
I could leave Waterdeep. Like, I could just go.
You do have a mask, and no one knows really who you are, honestly.
Easy.
It's a real bonus having you here, honestly, that you lasted this long.
Oh, thanks.
You're welcome.
Are you, like, having fun here?
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Been pretty good.
Yeah?
Why are you here?
It's a fun time.
Just for kicks.
Kicks and giggles.
Right.
Isn't he very true to what the character, the NPC, yeah.
Oh, by the way, Fleur, Viper, Fleur, she doesn't flush.
I don't flush.
No, she doesn't flush.
Shit, why do I keep saying that?
Once the secret's out. Yeah, that's just, you have no idea what they're talking about.
Okay.
You don't need to know that, though. Don't worry. Forget about it.
I mean, you just
definitely know it, though.
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
Do you like wash your hands, though?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Hygiene is like,
that's
super
fine.
Cool.
I'm cool with it.
Ultimately, we could take the side of the dragon. We fight Jarlaxle. By the skin of our teeth, we win.
What? He's a dragon.
Huh?
It's a dragon.
We fight with the dragon.
No, I mean...
Will the dragon fight?
The dragon's gonna defend its loot.
Hi, dragon.
Hello.
Is Zeb Zim Zomahan here?
Yeah, he's like still playing cards by himself. He's playing solitaire now.
Does he think we're still there?
No, he's just ignoring you. Right.
He's waiting for someone to take their turn.
What about we just let them two fight it out?
My other plan without the dragon hearing, he's got very good hearing. It's a problem.
He does have very good hearing.
Is we start fighting on the dragon side. We let them beat the shit out of the dragon. We kind of take a back seat. And when they're weak, we kill them both. and then we take the loot for ourselves and get out. New identities, mass for everybody.
I kind of like the dragon.
Yeah, he's cool.
He's cozy.
But I like money.
So do I, but if we kill the dragon...
They'll kill the dragon.
Hypothetically, if we kill the dragon and take all the loot for ourselves, then we're probably going to still have to leave Waterdeep, which is exactly what he just offered me, but he offered me more money and, like, a lifetime job, so...
He also said that I'd be his bitch if I'd said nothing wrong, but I feel like we'll all become his bitch if we take his deal.
Did seem to direct that to you, though.
Yeah, but
we'd
all...
That was more of him threatening you if you try and double-cross him.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
What I'm saying is... Working for him is basically being his bitch for the rest of our lives.
I mean, I didn't say I'd work for him. I'd just walk off.
Yeah, but he's going to offer you bomb. He's going to offer you something. And when we do this deal with him...
Nah, I like my own
you
bombs.
You owe him.
I can make my own bombs. They're very cheap to make.
Exactly. So maybe we could take Jarlaxle's side to fight the dragon and then stab a couple of guys in the back while they're not watching.
What, like you?
Not me. But we're having a...
Well, like,
I feel like he's probably going to do that to you anyway. So I feel like if we did that, Jarlaxle's just going to backstab specifically you, but all of us, really.
Or we could just let him fight it out and have a game of cards.
We need to take
he
a side.
He said he's patient. We could have a few games.
We need to take a side because he's going to want to take the money from the dragon.
Yep.
We're going to just be in the way so they'll dispatch us. I feel like we should be on Jarlaxle's side. Fighting the dragon, and then when they're weak, we take the money for ourselves. What do you say?
I feel like we'll be weak by that point too, because dragon.
We'll take a back seat. We'll pretend to do spells and stuff, and attack, but go nowhere near the dragon.
Could we, like, get into that wizard's pocket?
His tiny hut?
You know, that zip, weird zim, little...
Zip-zip-a-doop-a-do.
Yes? Hello? Sorry, you were having a very in-depth conversation. I really wasn't paying any attention.
We don't want to get fucked up in a fight.
Oh, don't get one in then. That's a fucking dragon. If they're really strong. That's Jarlaxle. He's really fucking strong.
We don't want to be part of that.
Oh, good idea.
It's going to kick off and we're going to be part of it.
We should get the fuck out of here then.
We should get in your hut. Wait for it to all blow over.
Get in my little rope pocket.
How many can fit?
I really wish I'd remembered to bring my fucking player's handbook again. I keep leaving it at my desk.
Do you want me to look it up in my...
No!
Pokedex.
I will look it up.
Pokedex.
What if the dragon fares well? And he knows that we're against... We've changed sides. And he just fucks us all up completely.
I feel like that plan works if the dragon knows.
I think we're going to get fucked no matter what happens. We're going to get fucked by the dragon. We're going to get fucked by Jarlaxle.
I don't like this whole being fucked business.
Or we're just going to get fucked by Waterdeep. We're just fucked.
We got to pick a side that looks the strongest and hope for the best.
I might have a way of getting us out of Waterdeep safely.
Okay, if shit hits the fan in the fight and it looks like one of us is going to die, like if Buddy dies... We can carry on, but if anyone else dies, you enact the escape from Waterdeep plan and we get out of there.
Wait, am I going to die?
No, you're not going to die,
Birdie. Yeah, I'm not going to die.
You could teleport us away.
Oh, yeah. Hey,
eight people can fit in my little hut.
So we're fine.
Yes.
Shit hits the fan, we go in your hut, we teleport away.
Hey, do they count as one?
No.
Boomer and Aqua?
Nope.
No.
What?
No.
Because they're smaller.
Yeah.
All right. So what, you want me to get my hut now?
Not
my
now.
My little rope? All right.
Can you have it there ready and no one knows about it?
Ooh, they'll see a rope hanging out of thin air.
How quickly can you establish this hut and us get in it?
Like that. But I don't actually do it. I thought I did. Zim, 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 blimp. Always a surprise, ready to go. But no, I can do it instantly.
Can they get in by, like, tugging on the little rope?
They can climb up, climb, I suppose. It can only fit eight creatures inside, but they could. But we could pull the rope up into it.
How about we have a safe word?
Yes. Why don't I go up in it, pull the rope up? Oh, it only lasts an hour, actually. No, that's a terrible idea.
What happens if we're inside it and the time runs out?
You just fall out the sky.
Oh.
In an hour, this could be all over, right?
I mean, it's a dragon.
If we're fighting for an hour, that's a long fight.
Yes.
So you could do it.
All right.
But we kind of need you in the...
path.
So you want me to wait outside.
Fight with us.
And then the hope is I don't die, so I can make my hut. And then we climb up the rope in the hut.
And we teleport pull the out.
Can we have a code word for the hut?
Yeah, it could be hut.
Ten hut.
I want to know.
The wizard sleeve.
Oh.
I'm not. What is it? Not a good idea. No.
I'm not comfortable with shouting that.
That's a shame.
Thanks, Abner.
Wizard's pocket?
Kind of worse.
Magic pocket.
Pineapple.
Pineapple?
Doesn't make sense.
Norman.
It's Nerman.
Nerman.
We're never going to pronounce
Brundle.
It correctly.
Grundle. You want to get in my grundle?
No.
Is that what you're saying?
Good God, no.
You suggested it, madam. It's not my fault.
Pineapple.
Pineapple.
The word is pineapple.
I'd get in my pineapple then.
We don't have to.
Don't need to say.
Doesn't need to be in a sentence.
Doesn't need. Just the
we
word.
We shout pineapple, you single. Do the spell.
Climb up the rope into my pineapple.
You don't need to say that.
All right.
Why does he make everything like this?
Zeb zim zim blue!
He's a talented man.
This young lady knows. Can't wait to get in my grundle.
To summarize, we pseudo join Jarlaxle's side, fighting the dragon. We kind of take a back seat, let them duke it out. The dragon's weak, Jarlaxle's weak. They fight each other, they kill each other, they eat each other at the same time, they cease existing.
You do realize Jarlaxle's probably going to backstab us.
No, we're fighting for him.
No,
a deal's a deal.
He's going to backstab us.
He's going to backstab regardless.
Yeah.
Then
we got prepared for that.
He's probably going to put us on the front line so we get eaten by the dragon and he doesn't have to honor any of his things.
Yeah. We say no.
Okay, you try saying no to that in all his things.
We'll see that we take his side and he allows us to fight for him or we fight against him against the dragon. That's our deal.
Or we could split the party and fight against you.
What?
We can fight with the dragon against you.
Bertie, teleport me out. Well, I want out. I want to go.
What?
You
Bertie,
and me.
Don't listen to him.
I'll be your prince.
What?
No.
I'm a prince.
He's a prince and I'm his royal wizard.
Yeah.
You try and steal
and,
me.
And she's my thing.
I'm his thing.
Yeah.
Royal guard.
Royal guard.
Yeah, that one.
Yeah. Hey, do you want to be something? I'm a prince.
I got dibs on the jester.
Yeah, jester.
Yeah, so don't you come for that. I'm the jester.
Be my guest.
Yeah.
You want to be my guest?
Zimzam Zubu.
Yes.
No, I don't know.
Zimzam Zambalan, but sure.
My apologies.
What roles are you recruiting for currently in your royal party?
Hey, does anyone want to be my wife?
I could do that. I'll be your wife.
Hey. Bam. Boomer.
I'm not one to judge.
Zimmy.
Yes.
You know about Jarlaxle.
Zap, 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 zap. But sure.
What?
Four is it?
It's not. It's
no, zap, zap is all one word.
Oh.
It's only three.
It tricked you.
Damn.
You've seen Jarlaxle fight? You've heard of him?
No, before? I've not seen him fight, but he's legendary.
And he's taken down dragons?
Yeah, he's fought dragons. Have you not heard stories about him? He's a friend of Driss Duerden.
Yes, I've heard of him.
Yeah, so, yeah, he's fought alongside him against an army of orcs, assassins, dragons, drow.
We should really be on his side.
He's pretty strong.
He should really be on
he's
his
side. He's very handsome, too.
Wait, how do we get the gold, anyway?
We gotta kill them both.
Wait, but do we have to kill the dragon to get the gold?
Or we just join Jarlaxle, take his money and...
The longest huddle ever. You're still just like this.
My arm hurts.
It's either we try and take all the money for ourselves by trying to kill everything, or we take Jarlaxle's deal.
But I mean, does the dragon have to die either way?
Yes. He's going to protect it to death.
I like the dragon.
Well,
yeah, I kind of like the dragon. I don't know him very well, but I kind of like him.
He's a dragon.
What do you want to do then?
He's gold.
What do you want? If you like the dragon, go kiss it.
Alright.
He's already
snuggled
it. We're here for the money.
I was here for shits and giggles.
So wait, Jarlaxle's going to backstab
really
us?
I got a really nice chest set. I'm kind of got a lot of money now.
Why are
I
we
sold
here?
That for a lot of money.
I mean, if you want, mate, you can have all the money.
It's just one chest set and just a pile of gold. Like $500,000 gold.
I got more than I was going to...
Like, how are you going to embezzle that?
Well,
really?
No, you were...
Wait,
so,
did I?
Just to remind you guys... This is Mark reminding the players. The Harpers offered you 10%
So 50,000 gold to split
between all of us.
To split between you, of which Bertie is only taking 250 gold, and Black Viper currently doesn't have a share.
I think, to be honest, like Boomer would take the rest of that and make sure it's
safe. That's going to Zeb now.
Okay, yeah.
He agreed that. Nice. So it's split five ways.
Screw it.
So you get 10,000 gold each. That's if you do it for the Harpers.
Mm-hmm.
The dragon has said that if you go and convince the Silver Hand to come down and prove what you said is true, then he'll give the gold up willingly. But you suspect that...
It won't go to us.
She'll probably work with the Harpers. You'll get your 50,000. Yeah. So basically, you have a choice now. You can either work with the dragon and either protect it from Jarl Axel and then convince Silverhand, and then you'll get 50,000 to split five ways. Bertie gets nothing, effectively. or you can team up with Jarl Axel, who's promised you 50%, so 250,000, plus he'll get you out of the city and whatever opportunities, if he is telling the truth. And then the last one is you can try and play both sides, like the true heist movie this is, and you can try and get the whole shebang, which would be 100,000 gold each. So those are the current options.
I say let's get the Silver Hands down here. Fuck it, let's get another party involved.
Well, to do that, you would need to leave and then come back down. By which time, you probably imagine that this scenario will be resolved.
I just need another party. Just do it.
Well, the thing
let's
is,
get everyone down here.
If you leave now, Jarl Axel and Dragon will duke it out.
Let's get Minx down here. Sure. Let's get the whole Yawning Portal down here. Let's get all of Waterdeep down here and have a really ethical debate about what to do.
Do what you want.
Buddy, teleport me into a wall. I'm so done.
He's being sarcastic.
I don't know what that means.
No. That'll be next.
Oh, hey, what if I just teleport all of us out and then we just come back later when everyone's dead?
Because they might not be. We don't know.
One's going to win.
Yeah, but we're going to catch them on the way out.
What?
Well, okay, so I teleport out, we teleport out. Jarl Axel fights the dragon. One of them wins or loses.
Rolling
or both.
Wait. Zimzam.
Yes?
Bubble Butt.
That's not my name. You wouldn't like it if I called you a different name.
Poop's name.
He's our inside agent in his tiny rope hut. He's just in there watching the fight happen.
Yes, there's a window that you can see. Nobody can see in.
You watch the fight.
Okay.
We're outside. When shit seems like we can come in and clean up, you give us the word. You can do that, right?
Wait, you want me inside? You're outside, but I tell you when shit hits the fan?
When we can come in and mop up.
But you're outside?
Yes.
But
we can teleport back in.
No, you can't teleport
in. We've only got one teleport.
Yeah.
Charge.
Do not ever...
No, there's three orbs. Only one's lit up.
It's like a red.
I say
we could all just get in the hut and let them fight.
Yeah, or half of us fight for the dragon, half of us fight for Jalaxus.
Just make those
No, listen. But we're actually picking off bits of the other side.
How would that logically? Jalaxus is like,
oh,
that makes
faster.
Sense. That doesn't make any sense. We're clearly gonna look like double agents because we're.
That's what we are, really.
Yeah.
Well, let's try your plan. Let's try and play nice. Let the dragon know, though. Maybe.
My plan's changed drastically.
Aren't we getting the pocket now?
Yeah.
Hey, I don't feel like the
dragon.
Can I blow something up?
He walks up to the dragon.
Hey, dragon.
Yes? Have you finished your discussion?
No way.
All right.
We're gonna...
What has happened? The drow is lingering.
Oh, yeah.
He is not doing anything.
Hey, we're on your side, okay? We're also going to work for Jarl Axel guy, right? Okay. But we're actually working for you, but we're going to go in the pocket. And then we're going to teleport out, and then we're going to catch him on the way out. Is that cool? What are you going to do? You want to come in the pocket?
He looks at you.
Can he fit in the pocket?
Not as a dragon.
Can you fit in this Grundle?
I can't, as my current form, but I could become a creature of your size.
Oh. Hey, when you were the other guy, you were as powerful?
What?
The dwarf. When you were the other guy.
No, I would simply revert to this form. It is more of a disguise.
Right.
Are we talking to the dragon or...
The dragon.
Clearly, they're very different characters, voice. Kim. They don't have the same voice at all.
Zim Zim Zimblin sounds like this. The dragon sounds more like this.
Okay.
It's very different.
Yeah, really.
Zim 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 Zim's more enthusiastic.
So you intend to double cross the drow?
Yeah.
And hide in a pocket?
Yeah, a grandel. Or a pineapple, I think.
I sense no dishonesty from you,
no. Bertrand. Hey, what about your plan? What do you think?
I will guard the treasure, as I have done for centuries.
And if the guy comes in and tries
to... If he tries to take it, I will kill him.
And you can do that?
Yes.
How easily?
He does seem quite formidable, but I'm sure, like most of his evil kind, he will easily fall beneath my claws.
Cool. He says he's killed dragons before.
Oh, have you joined as well now?
Yeah, I just wandered over.
So you just wander over, so the like, you
I'm bored of this conversation.
Two people just
I'm bored of
the conversation.
It.
I'm perhaps he has, but such a feat is often claimed by those born of arrogance. Hey, perhaps he helped kill a young dragon still in its early life.
If we,
But I am an adult. I've sat guarding this for centuries.
I'm an adult too.
I can tell.
So, hey.
He's 10.
Yeah.
Oh, another one has joined.
Hey,
okay. Meeting adjourned.
I dropped my pencil. Hey, if he comes in, tries to kill you, and we help you defend the goal, can we get 500,000 gold?
No.
Can we get 400,000 gold?
No.
Can we get 300,000 gold?
No.
200,000?
No.
100,000?
No.
50,000?
No.
250?
No.
Hold on a minute. I thought you could only count to 10.
He's just saying.
He's saying things he's heard.
He's just repeating.
I'm counting down from 5 and adding 1,000 to it.
That's good for him.
Bertie,
yeah.
You're a legend.
I know.
I love you. I love you, mate.
I got my pencil back.
So from the chambers you hear, is your meeting over?
No!
You have been told!
You're patient!
Takes his hat off, rubs his bald head, puts his hat back on, puts his eye patch on the other eye.
Hey, wait.
That's good. Yeah, no, both of his eyes work. He just wears an eye patch.
I like that. I respect that. That'd be good.
You don't respect him enough. You want to betray your kind friend.
I don't give a shit what happens. I just want to blow something up.
I agree. I'm kind of, yeah.
I don't really care about money. I just want to, can we just set fire to something?
To whatever end.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, exactly. What do you want to do?
I want to have fun.
Okay.
Fun is fight.
Fun is fight.
How about we flip a coin?
Oh, risk.
There's lots. Pick one up and just
try. Hey, Dragon,
try.
Can we just borrow one of the coins?
No.
Oh. Can we just do a coin toss and then put it back down?
Can you do the coin toss?
Okay.
I will toss a coin.
Yes.
Okay.
Turns back into a dwarf, picks up a single coin.
All right.
High risk, high reward.
What are we flipping for?
That's an interesting question.
Heads, we work for Jalaxle. Tails, we work for Jalaxle. Wink.
The dwarf pauses, holding this one coin.
You mean to say that you would truly determine your loyalty based on the flip of this coin and would betray me? This trust I've given you?
I'm not going to betray you. You're snug. I like you.
Black Mamba's going to have a migraine.
But you are implying that that is what your group is determining by the flip of this coin.
I'll be honest. I'd rather side with the dragon than the drow. He's bigger.
Yep, we were always going to do that, Dragon.
Even if he cheats.
I do not believe that this is to be the case. Have you been debating betraying my trust?
No, just debating how to kill the drow effectively.
We're just a bit worried.
Make a deception check, yeah. Because you have been debating which side to fight for.
Well, it's been more like how we get rid of Jalaxle, whether it's dragon killing
him. We've definitely considered killing the dragon.
Make a deception check anyway.
We've also been thinking about how to get all
But that
the
doesn't gold. Necessarily mean he's going to go like, you're a fucking betraying me.
Betrayer.
Yeah.
It's just a thought. Nothing more.
10.
Okay. I'm not going to say anything, but like...
We were thinking whether to be a team of wusses and kind of just sit in the hut and let the fight blow over, or not, and fight with you. With a flip of a coin.
You want to make that check for me, Chris Trott? You want to make that deception check for me there?
Sure.
That's an outright lie, because that's not what you were initially suggesting.
There's so many discussions I have lost track.
Yeah, that's fine. Honestly. That's why I'm like, honestly, for you, it's not as big a deal.
20.
He knows what he's doing. 20? How much insight does a dragon have? Let's find out.
Probably all of the insight. Mm.
Probably like 10,000 insight.
Fuck yeah, he does.
I see. I will remind you, this treasure is mine to guard, and any that attempt to take it will be met with my punishment, my wrath.
And that's exactly...
You may decide whatever you wish to do. I have given you plenty warning and told you the only way that you will remove this treasure from this vault is to secure the aid of whoever runs this city, this Silver Hand.
Thing is, I kind of feel like by the time it takes me to go and get her, this Joel Axel's going to go off and have a go at you.
And that is what is to be. You can either stay and help me protect the treasure, prove that you are loyal, or you can stay out of it.
Don't really gain much from helping. I'm not gonna lie.
We get the
noble and shit,
but... We get the money from the Harpers, and then you get the favor from the Harpers. We probably pull a few strings with the Silver Hand.
We don't get the money from the Harpers.
I'd like to stay alive, so...
We don't get the money from the Harpers because we don't get the money.
Yes.
All we do is defend the money, and then the dragon still exists.
Yeah, but then we get L'Oreal.
I mean, you know, you've pretty much clocked that the dragon has now is no longer doesn't trust you. But his opinion, like his stance on everything, has not changed. You try and take this gold, he'll attack you. He's not going to give it to you. He's not going to trust you with it until you prove that you bring the head of the city, the Silver Hand.
I'm fine with 10,000 of my life.
That's the thing. You can't spend money if you're dead.
We're not going to get 10,000.
From the Harpers.
From the Harpers.
For what?
Why don't we just...
For securing the gold.
Joel Axel is like picking his nails with a dagger. He's like...
Securing the gold means securing the gold.
We had to find it. We found it. Now we have to go tell him we found it. I can't tell him we found it if we're dead.
Is that securing it, though? Are we going to get 10 grand for doing that?
I
feel like securing it means killing a fucking dragon.
Why don't we just help... Why don't we just... Stop looking at me. Don't look at me, dragon. Back off!
Or an X.
All right, team huddle again.
You came to the middle of this chamber, so you've got the dragon on one side, Joel Axel glaring at it now, like, folded his arms, like, really unhappy that you're wasting time.
Let's just help Joel Axel and then backstab him.
Oh, great idea, buddy! Love it! Tap him into a wall. Use the charge.
Let's just do it.
Rihanna is gone.
I love it. It's my favorite thing.
If I could turn my time.
She's crying.
You know what, Aquaman, you're the leader.
All right,
I'm not waiting
much longer. What are you guys doing?
Final vote. Hands up.
I'm siding with a dragon.
That's the problem.
I'll backstab Joel Axel to do it.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, he's a fucking dragon.
Yeah. I agree.
Joel Axel!
You come to us.
Don't forget, backstab him. Backstab him.
Yeah.
We've done so much walking in the last, like, 10 minutes.
Ignore him, I'm coming over.
Just you?
Yeah.
Leave the rest in the middle?
Backstab him.
So, what's the verdict? Seems to be quite the little debate you've been having.
Yeah, it's quite tough when you got a very insightful dragon breathing down your neck.
I know.
We're trying to have a discussion in coded words.
I mean, I heard you talking to the dragon at points, so...
Yeah. I think he saw right through it, but we're going to go ahead.
Okay.
We're going to do the deal.
All right. We'll bring your folks over here and we'll come up with a plan. Because we can play this smart. We don't just have to attack it blindly.
You're going to make us come up with another plan?
No.
Get over here.
This is never going to end.
Joel Axel has a plan.
Buddy. Okay.
Get over here.
Keep your mouth shut.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to walk over upside down on the ceiling.
30 feet up in the air. All right. Here's the plan. Mm-hmm. It's a gold dragon.
main things that they know is they're pretty arrogant. They think that they're big boss, you know, they're honorable. It's not going to attack us until we touch the treasure, we prove that it's going to trigger its behavior. They're arrogant. They believe that they can't be tricked. But they're pretty tough. If I can get the staff, I know how to use it to cause the dragon some problems. All we need to do is keep it distracted until I can get the staff.
And your man's gonna do that?
I can get close to it. I can get the staff, but I need you guys to keep it distracted.
What about your men? What are they gonna do?
I think the best thing, the problem is there are too many of them. We have them spread out.
No?
We have them spread out. I'm not sacrificing my men's lives. I don't know what you think of me, but I'm not about to throw my guys into a dragon and get them killed.
You're going to throw us in?
No, I'm just asking you to keep it distracted for a second.
That's what your men
Dragons can see through invisibility, but if I go in through invisible and you keep it distracted, I can maybe get close enough to the staff. I'm not throwing my men's lives away. You just keep talking to it. Keep it distracted. Do something to draw its attention.
Your men are well trained, right?
I'm going to have them spread out, and if it does attack, we'll jump in, we'll fire shots off, we'll try and take it down through force of numbers. And the best thing is if I can get a surprise attack on it, I'm far more effective.
Could play another game of poker.
I mean, I think you need to think bigger than a game of poker, Bruno. I know you can, you're the guy for this, right? You can come up with a big distraction, something that's gonna cause him to really freak out. Now, I can get to the staff pretty quick, but if he sees me coming, he's gonna stop me, so.
Can dragons read minds?
Not as far as I know, not unless he's a wizard, but this one I don't think is.
What is its weaknesses?
I mean, it's immune to fire. I don't think it has weaknesses. It's a fucking dragon, Aquamamba.
What's its resistances?
It's immune to fire. It'll be resistant to some magic, but that could be worn down over time. Deadly claws, very, very strong, very charismatic, very tough. You're best off maybe trying to use things like illusions to try and keep it distracted in some way. Draw its attention. Feed into its greed.
A giant shark.
Anything you can do to just draw its attention for just a moment. Just let me get close enough to snatch the staff, and then I think we'll be okay. And I'm thinking as well, once I can get to the treasure, I've got a way of getting it out quickly. Boomer, do you have a way of collapsing the entrance?
Bombs.
Great. Once we get out, you collapse the tunnel, it's stuck down here, it can't get out.
How are we going to get all the gold?
You leave that to me, I've got a way to deal with that.
I'd like to know.
Well, you just have to trust me. This is a partnership, right? I'm going to trust you guys to do your job, you trust me to get the gold.
Don't trust you to give us our part of the gold, though.
I give you my word that we are, as long as you stick to what we say, we'll get out together, we'll split the gold. It has to be on my person. I'll keep it on my person. I'm just not going to tell you how I'm moving it. How about that? So you need to keep me alive. I'll keep you alive. Huh? That's a good deal?
Okay.
All right. All right.
Bertie, your head might explode if you keep making that face.
He's trying to keep quiet. He's doing a very good job.
He's conserving his brain power.
How about you have a little whisper to Boomer?
All right. He takes his hat off and he puts it on one of his lieutenants. And then he kind of, you know, the other drow kind of mingle around them as a group. And then when they separate, Jarl Axel's just standing there again. But the assistant's vanished. And Jarl Axel's like, all right, let's go.
Ah, right.
I'm going to send a message in my head to
Ornix.
What are you doing, Chris?
Dragon.
Okay.
And say,
he's going to try and take the staff.
Okay.
Good luck.
You see this kind of grunt of acknowledgement. Okay. And then Jarl Axel says, all right, you guys get in position, make a distraction.
Can I do an insight check on this Jarl Axel?
Sure.
What are you inciting?
If it's Jarl Axel, or if he's just swapped himself with one of the other people.
Sure, maybe.
Well, he said he'd go invisible, didn't he?
He put the hat on an assistant.
He made someone else.
10, 13. 30 plus insight. 37.
Wow. You get the sense Yeah, it's really good. Like, whatever he's done is really, really good. The disguise is nearly perfect, but there's just slight mannerism changes where you don't think that this is Jarl Axel. This is probably one of the gunslingers disguised as Jarl Axel.
After you, sir.
He, like, strides in, and you can see some of the drow begin sort of, like, filtering out near the entrance.
Whilst he walks in, I'm going to message everybody saying Jarl Axel's in the crowd now. He swapped.
I'm going to take a high vantage point and go up
the roof.
Okay, so you can just climb up on the walls. For Black Viper, you're going to need to make a athletics check to climb, because there are these stone columns, but apart from that, there's not really anything to climb up.
Cool. I didn't get my dice out already. Please be a
d20. So whilst Black Viper is doing that, the dragon makes kind of show of...
Do you honestly think that I'm going to simply allow you to take this treasure? I have guarded it for centuries. It is mine to protect. It belongs to the city and Neverember.
I'll just shrug and walk away from the drows.
Okay.
Jazzes.
So yeah, so at the moment it's like the group of you are moving into the middle and Jarlax is like, all right, come on, you guys need to make a distraction.
Message the dragon saying.
It's like, it's shaking you. He's like, Mamba.
Oh, yeah, sorry, it's a dragon, come on.
Just make a distraction. You gotta make your team... Come on.
Sending a message to the dragon saying, I'm gonna pretend to distract you.
Okay. What did Black Viper get?
39,
yeah. You scuttle up on the side of these long stone columns, and you're kind of crawling along.
I'm just Flora's hanging just upside down with my arms folded like, sup?
Hey. Stop.
And you're like skulking, clutching one of these stone columns, looking down.
Watch it.
So at the moment, it's Axel Mumba.
You say your name a lot too, like him.
That's great fun.
Snake Minds. So you have Axel Mumba, Boomer, Bertie, and Jarl Axel as a group kind of in the middle.
Come and have a go if you think you're odd enough.
So you're just singing a song.
Yeah. Just doing a little dance. Hey, look, a dancing goblin.
Come on, you big stupid dragon.
That's really good.
You've been stuck down here how many years now? Come on.
Jarl Axel looks like, really? Guys, come on.
Silent image, huge shark.
So just going to burst out of the gold.
Out of the gold?
It was going to be fake gold that looks like it's exploding out. It's going to be with a shark.
Okay.
It's a silent image, right?
It's like jumping out of the gold.
What's your spell, DC?
Gold shark.
Yeah, it is.
Gold shark.
14.
The dragon just, like, one scaly eyebrow just raises as this shark is flopping around. on land, and it just like pokes a claw through the illusion and it disappears.
Oh! Wow.
Alright, dragon, listen. These guys are pretty fucking useless. I put a lot of stock into them helping me. You guys really let me down, honestly.
Well, what do you want me to do? It's looking at me!
An explosion or something! Come on!
Fine.
Anything!
Okay. Can I get some alchemist fire and just throw it, but kind of a, like, just just throw it at the claw?
So you just throw an alchemist fire at the dragon?
Yeah.
Yep.
Take this!
Attack roll.
I'm trying to miss it, though. I'm just trying to distract it.
You said at the claw.
So I'm just trying to do it half-heartedly.
You half-hearted throwing
alchemist fire at the claw.
Mm-hmm.
So you're still throwing a vial of fiery liquid at the claw. You said at the claw.
Okay, at the claw. 18 plus, what do you want? 6.
Be ranged attack rolling. Yeah, that will hit the dragon.
It's alchemist fire, though, isn't it? He's immune to fire.
He's immune to fire, yeah. But you watch as, like, this clay kind of pot explodes, fire kind of spills out. I mean, it's still attacking the dragon, whether it's immune to it or not.
Distract you.
Yeah. I didn't expect you to just attack the dragon. That's not what I expected at all. I expected, like, the flashbang or, like, make an explosion, like,
a
smoke.
Fake shock.
Like,
but alchemist fire isn't that strong, is it?
It's damage. It's like, you know, 2d6 of fire
it's
damage.
A fucking dragon,
of which he's immune.
Yeah, but that's still the act of attacking it, is my point.
you're still like, yeah. Like,
well, throwing did it very half heartedly.
With the fact that Aquamumba's been telling him that
yeah,
we're trying
I guess
to
so.
Factor into it, though.
And Boom has always been honest with him.
That still doesn't change the fact you're attacking it. But with Aquamumba's messaging, I guess so. So you kind of half-heartedly throw this alchemist fire.
Take that!
It doesn't try and really move. It kind of goes to pull its claw away, but it just kind of smashes over its long talons. And it looks down and like looks at Aquamumba for a second. It's like, you dare to attack me after I gave you the authority to remain? I thought we had a deal, goblin.
You cheat at cards.
And, okay, so it kind of, like, looms down and it brings its large mouth and you can see kind of fire beginning to build in its great jaws.
How dare you?
And it kind of reaches its head up, at which point, let's see what Jarlaxle does. Fuck it.
How many dice do you have?
I only have 10.
Okay.
Okay, so 22.
Not quite a lot of dice. Start counting. It's a big noise.
What did he roll?
That was a sleight of hand check for Jarlaxle.
Uh-huh.
I got a 50.
Okay.
Wow.
And so the dragon is like, and then he raises his claw where you can see the dragon staff has kind of been underneath his claw, and he raises it as like part of this kind of like making a big show of like threatening you guys. And then he goes to bring it down quickly, but there's a blur of motion as you see something invisible kind of tumble out of the way. And you just see Jarlaxle, bald of head, no longer wearing the hat, and he's just kind of like, and the dragon's like, ah! The others have betrayed you, drow. I will not allow you to. And then he holds his hand up and he has the dragon staff in his hand.
Mm-mm.
And Jarlaxle just slams it on the ground. Dragon, I command you to leave. And the dragon leaves. It just roars upward and begins tearing through the ceiling, like pulling itself out of the vault, just like, must leave. And then Jarlaxle's like, oh, bad move, poo snake.
What?
Initiative.
What?
What?
You fucking betrayed him.
I did it.
The dragon clearly knew that it was going to try and take the staff.
Oh.
Like, he knew, he could tell the dragon was waiting for him to try and take it.
Oh.
Because you told him, Jarlaxle's going to take the staff, we're going to pretend to distract you.
Oh, by message it.
Yeah, but Jarlaxle can still tell that, like, the dragon was waiting for Jarlaxle to try and take it and then was prepared for it.
Okay.
Why the face? No, Kim, why the face?
I'm confused and tired. Five.
What's the confusion?
No, I get it now, that he tried to slam his claw.
So he was going
to
slam...
He was waiting for Jarlaxle. Yeah, he was knew that you were distracting him. And then he was waiting for Jarlaxle to take it, and then he tried to slam his claw down, but Jarlaxle still managed to grab it. That's why he knew that you had basically sold him out, that he was going to try and...
Oh, well, it was going to happen anyway.
Fine.
But now the dragon's gone. Kind of.
Less dragon piece. Piece? Problem. That one.
Problem.
My brain hurts today.
Oh god, we're level 5 against Jarlaxle.
Shit. Woo! It was either that or a gold dragon, so I mean.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Finale!
You could have worked with him.
He was probably going to sell us up the river.
Well, sure, if you want to think so.
I mean, he still hasn't given me my fish and chips. Very salty about that.
And then,
hey, if we win this, we got 500,000 gold.
You do have 500,000 gold.
The fish and
okay.
Chips in the world.
Or it'll be a really fun TPK.
So
cool.
Let's go out with a bang
to whatever end.
Okay. Let me do
a little voice from the darkness.
To whatever end.
Oh my god.
From the ceiling.
So wait, the plan was initially they fight it out and we team with whoever's the strongest.
Unfortunately, now, one of them's left.
Now, one of them's left and we're now fighting the full force of Jarlaxle and all of his drow.
It's 15 drow and 3 gunslingers.
Yes.
Yeah, we're going to die. Oh, well.
Well,
Acromambo initiative.
21.
Fleur.
21.
Bertie.
Oh, yeah. 11.
Boomer.
5.
Viper.
12.
Okay. Jalaxle goes first.
Yeah, of course he does.
He's got like plus 6 dex.
Bring it on.
But he's not a complete asshole. He's not just going to probably... He's probably going to teach a lesson, I think.
Lesson learned. Let's go home.
Bye, Viper.
Well, no, I think Aquamumba might get a little bit. So you're currently stood next to fake Jarlaxle, who the illusion dispels, and you can see it's one of the gunslingers, okay, who's like slowly beginning to like pull his arms out. Jarlaxle kind of ducks and rolls. You see he takes out of his like pocket some sort of like, looks like a black sphere, puts the dragon staff in it, and then puts it, like the staff just gets eaten by this black hole, and then he puts it in his pocket. And then he moves up to you about 30 feet away from you, and it's just like, I warned you, now you're my bitch. And he's going to, out of his bracer, two daggers come flying out. So the first one is a 20 to hit.
Yes.
And then the second one is a 30 to hit.
No.
yeah, I used these already, so. Oh, good, 76. That's just what I needed.
76.
Quickest death.
10. 20.
Uh-oh.
28.
Uh-oh.
I'm down.
30.
Uh-oh. He's already out.
Hang on. Sorry, plus 6. 36 points of damage with a sneak attack.
Yep.
He's out.
Are you out?
Dead.
Are you unconscious?
Unconscious.
You're unconscious. So this dagger just thunk into Aquamumba's chest and he just falls down.
Bitch.
You can see he's got the other dagger in his hand, and then he's just like puts it back in his bracer, and he will turn and say, "You guys fucked up. I'm gonna let you leave with your lives, but now you get nothing."
Well, we get none of it.
Nope. You stabbed me in the back, Birdie.
I gave you guys a chance.
I was gonna give you guys jobs. I was gonna make you goddamn successes. I liked you guys.
I'll step far to it.
Wait, does this mean I get to beat you up now?
You knew what Aquamamba was doing, Boomer.
I thought we had a thing.
Don't pull that now. You knew what was going on. Come on.
I thought we were friends. It's a fucking dragon.
His blood is just like seeping out.
It's a fucking dragon.
We could have taken it. I got the staff. I was going to make it leave. Now we've got free access.
Wait a minute.
You guys let me down.
Are you not going to give me Grundle?
Huh?
Are you not going to give me Grundle?
You didn't work with me, Birdie.
Are you not going to give me Grundle?
Oh, shit. You need to...
Yeah, he doesn't take any further actions on his turn, so... Aquamamba, death saving throw, please. Fleur, what would you like to do? Oh, I didn't roll for Zeb.
I imagine he's just still playing patience or whatever. Solitaire.
No, he's holding rope in his hand.
Oh, okay.
Because that was the last thing he knew he was at to do, was do his rope trick.
Pineapple.
Can I...
Yeah, he's like, is it pineapple now? Pineapple?
I just gone to shit already.
I will...
I love that.
I will come down and... her potion in Aquamamba's face.
So you just drop from the ceiling.
Yeah, just aim.
Land, pour a potion into his mouth. Sure, I'll roll it.
Okay.
That's 6, 8 hit points for Aquamamba.
Mm, nice.
Bitch.
Bitch.
So you pour it down. After Fleur, the gunslinger that was stood over Aquamamba just literally pulls out a pistol and like literally puts it to your head whilst you're on the ground.
Yeah.
And is just like, alright, nobody move now. The boss has already told you the things are done. Any false step, I finish off your friend here. That's what he does on his turn.
So ready action then.
Yeah, basically he's ready to action. Zeb is like, rope trick! And then he climbs up into his little hole. He's like, come on!
How far away from us?
He's like 20 feet.
Okay. oh my God.
All of the rest, the 15 other drow, all basically pull out hand crossbows and have you in like a circle. They move around so they surround you and they're all basically... So there's 15 of them, there's 5 of you, 3 of them each have a readied action to shoot at each individual one of you.
Are we out of initiative? Don't,
well, yeah. I mean, don't I want to see what Bertie does, okay, though.
Is it my turn?
Viper, and then it's Bertie.
I'm going to say it. It kind of depends what you do.
Yeah.
No more tips. I don't want you influencing Rhiannon. What do you do?
I don't know.
Is that what you do? Like, I don't know.
Viper doesn't know. What if I could give you more gold than what is in here?
I mean, the gold, I was never really about the gold for me, Viper. But, I mean, I know you've got political connections. I know your family's well-to-do. I know all about you. But
then surely this is of some value to you.
I've got the staff. I'm gonna take this gold. I'll let you go. I'll let you go. We'll see. We'll see. Certainly there's going to be a conversation, because I've got my reputation to consider, and I think that's the end of probably, if you're not, do you want to take an action? Do you want to do anything? So you're just trying to converse with him, yes, and like, okay. So, Bertie.
How far away is this guy pointing a gun at Aquamumba?
I mean, he's like next to you. You, Boomer, and Aquamumba are all next to each other.
But we've
with
also
the fake
got
Jarlaxle.
Everyone's pointing guns at us and crossbows at us.
Yeah.
So how many, are they all readied actions as well? Like,
I mean, they are literally like all of, like three drow each are pointing guns at each of you.
Yeah.
So like they've got three up on the ceiling towards Fleur. They've got three up on the ceiling to, oh no, you drop down. So they've got three up on like the column to act Black Viper, three to get third, three, three, three. Because there was 15 of them.
Whatever it is.
And how far away is Jarlaxle?
So he's 30 feet away.
I just want him to do whatever it is.
I want to see what this is going to go. I'm excited. I'm excited, Tom Hazel. I love it when Tom Hazel does miniseries. Because he does the best things.
And rage is an action, right?
Rage is a bonus action, I believe.
We've never done one before. Yet.
So to grapple someone, is that a bonus action?
That's an action. So normally you make an attack roll to hit them. If you hit them, they become grapple. Like, we'll make a strength check to grapple them.
So I couldn't, you know, grapple someone and then teleport.
You could try.
Use the dice.
you could roll all of those dice.
Can I? I mean, he made me angry when he said he's not getting me grundle.
He's not getting you grundle. He's like, no, you're not
Santa
getting your grundle.
Your toys.
I would like to.
Yes.
Charge towards Jarlaxle.
Yes.
I want to tackle him.
Yes.
And then I want to teleport away and take him to the giants.
Great. Yeah. Amazing.
So use the dice.
There's a bunch of stuff that's going to happen. Why don't you make the... So, yeah, roll strength. You can make an athletics check. Jarlaxle will make an acrobatics check.
More. Okay. More.
I mean, I've got really
and
high...
And we see, to continue with the cinematic theme... We just see this close-up of Bertie's eyes, and you see Grundle, and then it just, the eyes turn red, and you're like,
Grundle's explosion.
Grundle! And you just watch in slow-mo, Bertie starts charging, he tackles towards Jarlaxle, goes to grab him. As he does, we hear a... from thingy, and then the sound of a bunch of crossbows going twang, 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 twang.
40.
40
on the first one.
So this is just, that's the strength check.
That's my athletics.
I don't think I can beat this, but let's find out. Nope.
Okay.
So
that's my charge towards him.
So hang on, I want to work this out, because he gets 23... 26. He only got a 29. So you catch him by surprise. Like, he's kind of like looking at thingy. You just catch him around the arms. He's like, what are you doing, Bert? And like, you just grab him type thing. As you begin focusing on the helm, let's make a... Oh, this would be with advantage against Aquamumba. So that's going to be a 22 to hit Aquamumba.
Yes.
Two...
We all just drop down dead, and Bertie's the only one who gets away.
Sweet prince.
Nice, 250 gold.
23 points of damage to Aquamamba. as this bullet like erupts into your chest.
I mean, do I have to? I'm gonna have to roll all of these, aren't I? Yep.
Okay, let's do this individually. So, Fleur, three attacks against you. One's a natural 20.
Oh, good.
One's a 15.
Nope.
So the other ones don't hit, but the natural 20 does. That is going to be 12, 14 points of damage. Can you make a con save, please?
Oh, I didn't use any dice.
Oh, that's a shame.
15?
15, okay. So the bolt hits you and you can feel there's a poison in it, but it doesn't take effect. Boomer?
Whew. Close.
What's your AC? Would a 11 hit you?
Nope.
Okay, but a 21 would.
Yes.
Okay. You take 8 points of piercing damage, and can you make a con save, please?
I needed a way to really fuck the team, you know?
What? It was inevitable.
Seven. Fuck it.
10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20.
20? So you pass on the con save, so you take that. Black Viper, would a 15 hit you?
Nope.
Okay, so just one, because one's a 24. So you take 5 points of damage. Can you make a con saving throw for me, please?
All these. That's a 9.
Plus your constitution.
Oh, yeah, my con. 11.
11. You fall unconscious.
Wow, okay, cool.
You are about 30 feet in the ceiling, so you take... Let's see, that's going to be...
Is she hanging from the ceiling?
She was clutched up on top of the thing.
Spider!
She said, you take 10 points of bludgeoning damage and are woken conscious but poisoned.
Nice.
So you're
okay, so she's undone.
But she's poisoned now. She's like, oh, for a sleepy drug. Bertie.
It's like puking.
If I get knocked unconscious...
Does an 11 hit you?
It doesn't, no.
Nope, so you just take one hit, so constitute the saving throw, please. And you're going to take two points of damage, already halved. Fine.
Pass.
Yep.
You land on your back.
But you take, like, 2 points of damage.
Yeah, just instantly projectile vomit in the air.
Aquamumba, 3 shots at your body on the ground.
What the hell?
Each of which has advantage. Let's see how many hit. One's a natural 20.
Well, he's going to be dead. That's dead, right? Yeah.
No, you got reset because I came back.
Got reset. The next one is a 15.
Yeah.
So that's...
The next one's a 17.
So he's dead. Doom, 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 doom. No, come on.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Any last words?
He's dead. He's already unconscious.
Bertie, you grab Jarl Axel and you focus on the helm. The spell doesn't go off.
What do you mean?
The vault doesn't work. You tried it before. Teleporting in and out of the vault doesn't work.
I explained this
a bunch of times.
Bertie
as soon
get
as you
right.
said
Come
it.
On, Bertie wouldn't get that.
Tom, and you just got it right. Right?
Tom didn't
Boomer,
that.
It's your go in the initiative.
No.
I shit myself a little bit.
Yeah, goblin poo.
So, Jarl Axel is now being held by
He's
Bertie?
Being grabbed by Bertie, yes. Tom's just like, what have I done?
As soon as you said it, I knew, but I couldn't...
No, you did the right thing, 100%. I was just sat here like, this is amazing.
I think Boom is just going to be astounded, like...
What did you do?
Bertie, did you have another plan in mind, mate?
I'm just grappling him. I'm just like really squeezing. Really focusing.
And I can tell Akamama's defo dead. Like,
mega dead.
I mean, his chest is torn open by a bullet, and then 3 poison crossbow bolts are sticking out of his body.
I think I'm gonna make it.
I like to think that you can, for the purposes of this, you can take no actions, but you can talk, but you are just dying. There's no way you can be safe.
I'm gonna Sean Bean this shit.
Yeah.
Make it out. Boromir.
Who's Sean Bean? You're not talking any sense, Aqua. Aqua, come back to me.
Pumped. It's the poison. The poison is making your adrenaline enough that you can feel conscious.
We won!
I'll just hold him like, Aqua, no! No!
Yeah, we did it!
You go to that big toilet in the sky, mate! You go!
Well, that's Boomer's go.
Can I fuck it. Can I disengage and get into the wizard's pocket?
Yes, you just run. You're like, you drop Aquamumba's body. You're just like, thump, and you climb up. It's like, come on, boy, come on up
into my sleeve!
Into my grundle!
I've shit myself a little bit, mate!
He like, puts an arm around you, pulls you up into it, and he starts pulling. He's like, the others are fucked, Boomer, it's me and you! He just pulls the little like rope up.
No, leave it there for the others!
If they come, I'll drop it.
Yeah.
No, I'm not risking it.
At the top of the round, it's Jarl Axel's go.
Ah, oh, it's hard grappling this guy.
He is. So normally he'd make it's a saving throw to break out of a grapple. I'm going to use his legendary resistance to get out of the grapple. And then he pulls out the hole. He's like, oh, you're a sweet boy. We'll figure something out. He throws it on you and you are absorbed by the portable hole. And you're just in an endless void.
Oh, shit.
And he goes up and he picks the hole up and puts it back in his
Sorry, what? Can I not counter that at all?
No, it's his turn.
What do you mean a portable hole?
You're in a portable hole.
Forever?
It's a magic item.
Until he
For the rest of time.
I will look up exactly how it works.
Yeah, because if it's like a bag of holding, then
you must have to make like
a bag of holding. You can put a creature in.
Yeah, but it can't breathe.
Yeah, but that's the thing. You can't breathe. I want to double check that, but you can breathe in here.
Well, let's find
also,
out.
Also, it's an attack. He's throwing it at me.
Okay, yeah, sure. I'll make an attack roll for him.
I'm just gonna be floating around for eternity.
It'd be like when Loki gets Doctor Strange and he's just falling forever.
For 30 minutes.
What is happening?
I don't know what's going on anymore.
I feel like this.
Okay.
This was inevitable.
Okay, he would know how this item works, so he doesn't do that.
Okay.
That was a Mark Hughes DM problem. So it would actually, it's an action for him to unfold it fully and then like put stuff in it, basically. Yeah, he would have to spend a whole action to try
and. He's like holding it in front of me and I'm like charging at him.
He could try. What would he do?
I mean, just give up.
No, he's not going to give up. He's Jarl Axel. He's Jarl Axel. He's not just going to give up. He will go invisible.
No.
And then he will stab Bertie. But he won't kill him. He likes Bertie. So, would a 27 hit you?
Mm. Debatable.
Can do.
Yeah?
Might do.
Does it hit you?
Yeah, it does actually, yeah.
Yeah, does it hit you?
Yeah, it does.
I didn't do this. You guys did this.
I'm using Stone's Endurance as
okay.
well.
Okay. So that's 10.
Should have sided with the dragon.
We did.
We did.
Yeah, we did.
This is what happened.
But the dragon's gone.
34 points of damage.
Okay, reduced by back. 6.
Reduced by 6, 28. So 28. And now he'll hit you 2 more times.
What the hell?
28 and 30 to hit you.
Yes.
You take another 14.
Uh-huh.
And then another 17. But it's non-lethal, so if it reduces you to 0, you are just unconscious.
I'm unconscious, then.
Okay.
We're all dying.
Boomer in his little pocket is seeing this, right?
He has a window. So you're in, like, a weird sort of, like, wizard's lounge. Like, it's got, like, a bar and some beanbags. And there's, like, a little window that looks out onto the what's going on.
Is it filthy? Like,
trust me, you don't want it. I mean, just don't go in the beanbag is all I'm saying. Don't look out there, Boomer. Shield your eyes. Avert them.
Bertie!
Watch.
Would I be able to tell that Bertie's...
Well, that was John Axel's turn.
Would I be able to tell that Bertie's dead or unconscious?
You see him fall to the ground.
Okay.
I yell, I'm dead.
Thanks.
The three gunslingers will now basically point guns at the three remaining people.
I'm in a pocket.
That's true. So, yeah, he'll point two. They'll point guns at you two, and then the third one will start walking towards the pocket. But he'll take it, like, he'll move up to it, and he's looking up. And he's like,
Well, can he see where it was?
He can't know. He knows where it was, but there's nothing there. He's like, But he's kind of waiting. You can see he's just kind of waiting there.
He's going to be there for an hour.
At the end of their turn, John Axel will use a legendary action.
He goes up and he spends an action to unfold his poor wall, puts it on the ground underneath Bertie's body, and then kicks it in. And then he can't fold it up just yet.
Shame. Real shame. So where am I?
But you're stabilised because he just knocked you unconscious.
That's okay, then.
Falling forever.
I'll wake up at some point.
Huh? I'd love to hear him when he woke up.
Oh, hey. Well, he's dead. So, Fleur.
Hey, this is weird.
We suggest that you're Sauron there. Things got a little excited there.
You know, I could do real good with that job with the guns.
I'm sure you could. Perhaps you still
Jarlaxle,
can.
Jarlaxle, that job offer's still open because really, gonna be honest.
He looks up. Yeah, he looks over to you.
This is more acquaintances than
Well, you know, there may be a slight change in the rate of pay, but I think that we can still come to an agreement, sure.
Okay.
All right.
Can we let everyone, you know, like, just go, forget this ever happened? You know, honestly, just quite like to live. Not worth it.
You know what? We can do that. We can do that. I'm happy to do that. Look, Aquamamba was the one who betrayed me. I get that, you know, it was a team thing, but I'm guessing it was his plan. Bertie tried to attack me. As long as we can get him out in 3 minutes, he won't suffocate.
He's a challenged boy.
Exactly, I know. We'll be fine. We'll look after him.
Can I hear all this?
Yeah. Okay. We'll look after him. I'm going to get the gold, and we gotta make a deal where I get all the gold, you come and work for me, and that's it. That's the deal. He looks at the three, like the two people, and towards the hole.
Is Bertie okay?
He will be if you agree to these terms. I'll let him out, get him some air.
What about me?
Well, I'm not getting you fish and chips.
That's okay. I'm not hungry anymore.
Good. Am I right next to Jarlaxle?
You were about 30 feet away.
Okay.
I'm just...
And he's not coming closer. Like the Bertie charging him thing, he's like, yeah, I'm going to stay here.
I'm going to level with you. I'm really worried about Bertie. If he dies, I'm not entirely sure what I can do with my life.
All right, well then
If I can just entice him out and be nice, would you forgive us?
I mean, no, but I will let him out for some air. I'll tell you what, you come out of your little wizard hole.
Slave.
Sure. Come out the wizard hole.
Pocket.
My guys will take you outside, and then I'll let Bertie out.
No, I need to be there to get him out, otherwise he might get this wrong stupid idea again.
Very good point.
I can calm him down and control him. It's fine.
Alright.
He's envisioning exploding horses right now.
Alright. And he goes over. We'll take this out of initiative. He goes up to the hole, picks it up, flips it, and then kind of shakes a bit. And this Bertie's body just flops out. And he's like, he gestures to the gunslingers. You guys keep an eye on them. I'm going to deal with the gold. Boomer.
Yeah.
You get him under control. We don't want another Aquamamba. None of us wants that. I didn't want that. I didn't want to kill him.
I feel like you wanted it a little bit.
All right, I wanted it a little bit, but I wasn't going to do it.
He had sweatshirts made and everything?
That's really sweet. What a nice guy.
Yeah.
It's a shame.
I think we all wanted it, to be honest.
No. Oh, God, no. Hideous. Anyway, I'm going to go get my gold.
You're not going to shoot me, are you?
As long as you guys don't try and do any funny business, we're fine.
Can I turn to Zim Zim Zambaloo? What spells do you have left, mate?
I've got everything.
Define everything. Have you got something that, like, stops this fucker?
Fuck no.
Okay.
No, did you see him?
I did! He shot Aquamamba!
One blow! Dead!
Fuck.
I can't stop that.
Well, I suppose you better hide out in here and look after yourself, mate.
All right, will do.
Okay, but just keep the rope handy, just in case. Right.
He puts an arm on your shoulder. He's like, you'll always be my favourite goblin, Boomer.
Oh, thanks, mate.
You'll always be part of the team.
Thank you.
You'll always be welcome in my sleeve.
That's an honour, mate.
Hey, no.
I've left a little mark on that beanbag over there.
Good lad.
He just pats
pats you affectionately, maybe the hug that lasts
maybe
too
a little
long.
Tear, like just a yeah. little like
just he gives you like no he pulls you yeah. in and it lasts a bit too long.
That's fine.
And you, yeah,
we got this, brother. We got out. This.
Yeah. So at this point, unless and if you guys try anything, Jarlaxle goes up. He uses his portable hole to squeeze. Like gets a couple of the drow to like help him push all the gold in his hole. It's just like. And then he folds it up, puts it in his pocket.
I'm gonna be come
gets
out,
his hat back,
and I'm gonna be the Bertie Whisperer and just be like.
Okay. I guess I'm like unconscious.
You're unconscious. You're yeah. alive. You're stable, but you're unconscious. They will basically carry Bertie's body, but the rest of you are kind of marched at crossbow and gunpoint. Like, all right, come on.
My gun's better than yours. Just saying. See, I'm useful. I can have a lot of help in this operation.
You are, but that's why you're gonna come work with us. Now, don't take this as an offense. Gonna put you in some manacles. Just because we don't want any funny business. You don't really have a choice. You don't have a choice, though. I mean, I could... Like, he points to Aquamama's dead body. Like,
I know,
we could... I mean, I don't want to.
But we're cooperating, really.
Yeah, but
honestly, not worth it.
All right, I'll tell you this. No manacles. You give me the spider cloak. To hold on to. You can have
okay,
it
okay, sure. Whatever.
Puts that, like, not having you running up walls, getting away.
It's fun, though.
It is fun. You can have it back. I want you to have it. Right, let's go. I've got my gold.
I'm just going to sit on Bertie's chest while they're carrying him out.
Okay. So you sit on the chest. They carry you. Leave the dead body of Aquamamba, and you just see this little bit of rope from Zim Zim.
I'll just do a salute like, in the general direction.
It's like, yeah, if you guys need a few minutes to say goodbye, I understand. You know, team leader and everything.
Can I just get something from the body?
What do you?
You can watch. You can watch.
Right, yeah, sure.
And can I dig out the gold medal that we got from the Trials of Ishtar?
Take you with the gold medal out.
I'm just like...
salute. And then you walk
and
away.
And then just walk away.
Okay, yeah. As you make your way back out through the vault, you eventually come up into the windmill, where you can see that there is a crowd of guards outside, and the real Silverhand is among them. You see Jarlaxle's like... typical. Still, they can't do anything to us now. And he's just like, he walks out. He's like, yeah, I'll deal with this. He walks out. They exchange some heated words. Jarlaxle like says something, at which point you just see her just like. And then he's like, let's go. He takes you to the docks where you board his submarine. It's like, I have a submarine! and yeah, like at this point, he probably has like some... He probably would... I'm trying to think how this would go down. He would take you to the docks, take you aboard the Scarlet Menafar, and then basically probably go out around the coast, at which point Bertie is kept in a locked room with just Boomer and Bertie. The door is locked and sealed, and there are guards posted outside. You have a quarters. You're under guard. You can walk around, but... It's kind of a, you'll go with protection, Jarlaxle calls it, to make sure you don't do anything too risky. Black Viper, you are welcome to come, but you are also welcome to stay in Waterdeep. He basically gives you an offer of leaving you at the docks.
It's been real good, guys. It's been sweet. Gotta bounce.
Just make sure you work on flushing, yeah? It's not hard.
I'll try.
Also, just the voice. No, just no.
No, 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 no. This is my brand. This is my thing.
You know what? That's I admire.
That. I integrity.
Sure.
Kind of.
Man. Yep.
Mom's gonna fucking kill me, dude. Shit.
All right. Well.
Fuck this up.
See you later, kid. And yeah. And, so Bertie wakes up in this room.
Wow, how are we?
Probably like manacled.
Bertie.
Yeah?
What have I told you about your anger issues?
That it's really useful sometimes.
Yeah, okay, sometimes, but...
That it gets us out of a lot of tight scrapes.
Oh, but it hasn't really in the last few days now, has it?
I mean, yeah.
No.
No?
No.
Hasn't it?
No.
I'm pretty sure it has.
Where do you think we are?
I will make a point. But he still has his helm on.
How long's it been?
Not, you've got a charge left, because you didn't spend it. You never used it.
While I'm berating him, I notice Bertie.
Huh?
You still got your helmet on.
Oh, yeah.
We're on Jellaxle's ship.
Okay. Where are we going?
Dunno. But it probably ain't good for you and me, kiddo.
Well, that sucks.
How about we go give your mum a visit?
Hmm.
And then we can go off on our adventures again.
Where's the gold?
Forget about it. It's gone.
Nah.
Jellaxle has it in that pocket thingy that he put you in. You were unconscious. It was weird.
Oh.
I almost lost you there, buddy. Almost lost you there.
So was it kind of like Zim Zim's pineapple?
Sort of, yeah.
Huh. Cool. I didn't know we could do that.
There was less oxygen in it, though, so you would have died.
Nah.
Yeah.
Nah. Yeah. That doesn't sound like me.
Buddy.
Huh?
Let's go visit your mum.
Oh.
Come on, hold on to old Boomer's hand. Come on.
All right.
Bye!
You're being left.
You've got a job! Don't want one!
Wait, are you in here as well?
Not with
you. No, you're in the same room.
Separate room.
Hey, where's Aquamamba?
Dead. Real dead. Yeah, I know, mate. It's quite funny, isn't it?
Yeah.
No, but he's really dead.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a pool snake.
I like the idea of, like, as he says that, like, the camera begins fading away, like, from the submarine, and we just see a flash of light as, like, the teleport probably goes off and, like, Boomer and Bertie escape. But then the camera kind of slowly drifts back underground to the dragon's cavern, where Aquamumba's body is just lying there. And then from a rope just descends.
Wait, where's this going?
And you see Zed Zimba like wander up. He's like, been practicing a new spell. Animate dead. And Aquamumba's body just like, it's like, come on, Aquamumba. I've got some things for you to do up in my sleeve.
Wow.
I don't believe there is anything left for today's adventure. So let's have a little campaign debrief.
Okay, so let's have a little think. We assembled
Didn't
a team.
Didn't go very well.
It went. There was like, I like to think that this campaign has been full of peaks and troughs. There have been moments where it's gone very well. And then there have been moments where it's gone very bad.
I mean, we did really well when Boomer got dressed up for the ball.
That was great. You did, like, amazing disguise.
Infiltration of the boat.
The boat, yeah. The rescue op, that went really well.
Did it?
Yeah, it did.
We survived it. Yeah, it didn't go well.
It went pretty well.
It was great until you teleported into the officer's room.
I mean, we didn't take any damage, rescuing
Bertie and Boomer as well, that went well.
The only reason you took damage was because you were in a trap, but... In terms of actually escaping the ship, other than when you opened a lockbox, which...
I wanted my stuff.
Yeah, but it was...
We didn't have time.
But that wasn't... It wasn't like you were attacked by someone and lost all the
hit points. Went very well.
We escaped that pretty safely, I think.
What an ending.
Bertie's little prison romp. That went well.
That was great.
Yeah, the prison romp was good.
True.
I mean, the prison romp was really good, and then the Aki Ginten facility was like, oh God, why? Oh God, why?
Yeah. So much acid.
Poor Tugglebuck.
That was
Tugglebuck.
Great. Yeah. Tugglebuck.
Rest in
peace. So you killed Tugglebuck. Technically, we could put Aquamamba's death at the hands of Bertie as well. So that's another character dead caused by Tom Hazel.
Wow.
It was your
Tolshank.
If you hadn't raged.
Tugglebuck.
Whoa, hey, Tolshank didn't die because of me.
I mean, kind of. I'm just going to stab this guy that everyone really likes.
No, he did it to me. That was Trot that
because
killed
Tolshank. Because you denied him his other sacrifice. It's kind of on you, kind of.
Not really, that was
Stop
all.
Killing my characters, Tom.
Wow. For Cam next.
I bet you were that Spear of Annihilation too.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Oh god, yeah, miniseries. You've had split of like you've had two deaths. No, you had one death, Six Risky.
And
then Taryn survived, and Taryn got what he wanted. Taryn came out top.
Died too.
But Alex
died as well. Wait,
so that's three dead.
Taryn survived. Taryn did well for himself. Yeah. He was like, I got everything I wanted. But so you've kind of paid for it in other ways. Fia did okay. Fia got a happy ending for you in our other series.
Yeah, she's fine. Malice got away. She's fine.
Malice was fine. Fleur It's not okay. But she'll get away at some point.
You're
kind of like slavery, making guns, but it's not awful. You'll get away at some point.
Like,
not the best.
Black Viper did the best.
Black Viper did well. Yeah. You've
just
had a good
run. Just
had
a nice little midnight romp.
Yeah. I mean, your mum's probably grounded you.
Yeah.
Like, it's like, you've been gone for how long? You're grounded.
Where's all the gold gone?
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
And you dare and flush!
Boomer and Bertie got out in the end.
Gonna meet his mum.
Yeah. I like to think there'll be a revenge campaign for the burnt-faced man.
Yeah?
Burnt-faced man.
I'll burn
there might
the
be a name on
him.
Their heads from John Axel, though.
Yeah, maybe. John Axel might come
for
up.
For escaping
maybe
him.
That's a future adventure we can look into. But I'm trying to think of other campaigns.
Okay.
So obviously, poor Tolshank didn't do very well. So you're all kind of one for one at the minute. You've won the inside.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think for Kim. Kayla did great.
Yeah, she resurrected.
Worthless. So,
well...
Debatable. No. It's kind of 50-50 on that one.
She's pretty fucked anyway.
It's pretty bad. And then Bertie, Boomer's come out.
Yeah,
okay.
Boomer's come out. He's got his best bud.
And then, so yeah, poor Chris Trott.
They burn bright.
Yeah, they really did. I mean,
Wizards of the Coast just want to sponsor streams to see how many times Chris Trott can
die.
Characters.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean,
so far, real good.
I'm not going to put this one on Chris Trott's head. This one is firmly not on Chris Trott's responsibility.
It was a mixture of bad luck and definitely.
I tried to make a plan with a team that just didn't like gold.
Ultimately. Like, let's steal it. Let's betray.
We did like gold, but we did like
our lives
more.
Yeah. We thought the dragon.
If it was Fia, she would have been like, yeah.
Obviously, so revealing things behind the scenes. So John Lexel was 100% legit. He was like, he was like, you guys are plucky. He is a bit of an asshole, but he's like, you guys are plucky. You're the kind of people I want in my organization. We'll work together. I'll give you 50-50. I get the staff. We have a great time. And then so when you guys were like, he's going to stab us in the back. I was like, he's really nice. He's a nice guy. He's a good guy. He's just a bit, he's a bit of a dodgy.
He tried to freeze us and stuff.
Well, yeah,
so
because
that
he snuck on his ship.
That would have coloured our opinion a little bit.
Well, maybe. But then he said if he got free, you'd be his guy. Like, you know.
A bad guy always owns a submarine, though.
Yeah,
so.
That's
true.
And a feather hat.
I mean, don't get me wrong. John Axel is not a good guy.
Yeah.
But he's not.
But neither are we.
He's not a bad guy. You guys weren't either.
Yeah.
But that was only one way that you can play it. So there's the other way is there's four different. So basically, what you do for Dragon Heist is the season you set it in determines the villain. So autumn, it's Jarlaxle's the villain. But then there's three other seasons. If you play it in spring, summer, or winter, it determines different villains, and they have very different styles. So like Jarlaxle's is meant to be a little bit silly, a little bit over the top, a little bit kind of
perfect
like James Bond campy villain. The other ones can be a bit more serious. And a bit more sort of darker and spy-like and stuff like that as well.
Do you know my only regret is that I never got to summon my Marvel.
Like, I was thinking, like, is that what you're, are you going to do something
I was
with this
thinking
at the
about
end?
Dropping it out of the pocket.
onto the guy. That would have been pretty funny. Like, bleh.
But I was just really worried because you started shoveling Bertie's body away. So
I was really tempted to see if I could push Jarlaxle
into the hole.
Pocket.
Oh, interesting. That's why you asked like how far away he was. Oh, that would have been pretty great. Because I'd already used his legendary resistance as well.
Nah. I've literally got the stats for the elephant on my phone.
Well, it was tons of fun either way.
Yeah.
Good job, Mark.
It was pretty fun.
Good job.
Yeah.
Pretty crazy fun.
Good job trying to steer us through this mess.
It was one of those things, right? So this is a bit of behind the scenes. When I first came up with it, I was like, no, this will be really cool. It's going to be like Mission Impossible, like with cool, you know, wizard gadgets and
after
you know, all of
zero.
Stuff. It wasn't even session, it was the character creation.
Yeah.
As soon as like fucking you started. Like you, I was like, oh, that's a fucking great character for a Mission Impossible thing. And then these three, I'm like, okay.
What, you need a gadget guy.
So it became...
You need a face man.
You need the muscle.
I mean, yeah, but...
We were all the correct archetypes.
Yeah.
Yes, archetypes, yes.
Tank,
not played, right?
Explosive expert.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It became more of a... And so I very quickly switched gears of like, okay, that's how you guys want to play this. That's how we can play this.
We did the first mission really well. Mm-hmm. With the two tieflings and all that.
Yeah, true, yeah.
I mean, he ground his horn off and splattered them to a wall.
I think that was when I started to realise that, okay, I can see the direction this is going in when Bertie's just slowly pushing a man's face into a wall.
That was great.
Hey, what are you doing?
Oh, yeah, I bear hugged him and
my
then just kept walking.
Yeah. Yeah. My box!
My box!
I think that was the point I knew. I'm really interested. What I want to do is I'm going to go, I want to watch some of the other series that have been playing through Dragon Heist, okay. And I want to compare, like, what it's like.
It's so different.
Well, yeah. I know that, like, Adam Coble for, like, okay. Their one, they've had some silly stuff.
Good.
But I don't think it's going to be anywhere near the same level as what we've had.
Didn't think it would be the Brits.
They're going to be capable teams doing Mission capable. Impossible style stuff.
Capable
we
things.
We were totally incapable. thrown into a situation that we couldn't get out of.
Yeah.
I do like the, I think that the Black Viper interpretation is very unique. Yeah. I've never seen it portrayed that way before. So they had a Black Viper at the Stream of Many Eyes, like it was a lady full in costume and stuff like that. And she was like, you know, very typical to what the character is.
Yeah.
Very different portrayal from Rihanna, which I like. And I like that we have a unique Black Viper in our universe.
Teenage Viper.
Teenage Batman wannabe,
yeah.
Who doesn't flush. Like, that was. Oh,
it reminds
man.
Me of the girl from Kick-Ass.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, had a little bit of a girl from Kick-Ass.
I was going to go for like the mum as my silver hand, and
yeah,
I'm trying
you're
to like
have the
get,
silver hand as the mum.
I'm trying to get the gold. Like, I'm trying to like get the gold back and like be undercover with these guys and be like, "Cool, you guys saved the city!"
Yay!
And, you know, yay,
and then
amazing.
It, just
and then
all
it all
wrong.
Went wrong, and I was like, "Okay,
I'm out. Time to go home."
Fuck. I'm grounded.
I just love the institution of Triple Z the Wizard.
Zeb or whatever the MVP. Hell name came. I think I used the same name a couple of times because it's like
he's
trying to
brilliant.
Come up with names.
He's brilliant.
As soon as you left his body there and Zeb was still there, I was like, I have to do something with this. Like, we have to have like a final kind of like after credit scene of like
scuttling.
Anime dead. Come on. Up into the sleeve.
Oh, grim.
Also, I forgot as well, you probably, in the cavern, like, along with the gold, there was, like, a massive pile of gemstones that Zeb's like, oh, yeah. Takes those for himself as well.
He
so I think
best.
He's the real winner.
Yeah.
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 Wow.
Really
yeah.
Good old Triple Z.
So I know one thing is, like, there was a few people, there's a couple of ladies on Twitter who were really worried that you guys were going to get Jarl Axel killed because they were like, I love Jarl Axel, don't let him die! Because he's, like, a really well-loved character.
Yeah,
but he's in, like, all the novels and stuff like that.
How
right?
Did we
he
get
survived.
Him
I don't know. That's the thing is, like, looking at the stats, I'm like, they can't get him killed. Like, there's no way. So would you like to see Jarl Axel's stats?
Kinda.
Yeah. Bring
there
it.
There you go. So you can have a look at some of those.
Can I also see the dragon
stats? AC24!
What
the fuck?
There's the dragon stats.
He's impossible to hit.
123 hit points.
What the hell?
256 for the dragon.
And what's his AC?
19.
Well, okay. That's a 14 to hit.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
That's why
god.
When he like, went back, he was like, does he have to hit me? I was like, oh yeah, he can make an attack roll. Yeah, that
hit. Yeah.
DC 21 strength.
23 HP. That's nuts.
He also has so many magic items.
We were both,
either way. Jarl Axel's magic items. He has +3 leather armor, a hat of disguise, bracer of flying daggers, cloak of invisibility. His eye patch means that you can't read his mind. He has a ring of truth telling, so he has advantage on insight checks to tell when people are lying to him, a +3 rapier, a portable hole, and a wand of web. And he also has a feather that can summon a giant ostrich.
Sure, of course. Yeah, I've got a marble elephant.
Of course he does.
Of course he does. He's Jarl Axel!
Yeah,
give him everything.
And now he has, like, loads of gold.
Amazing.
Meanwhile, the dragon has like 250 million health.
Yeah, 254. His breath weapon does 12d10 fire damage.
And it's what? A DC 21 saving throw to a
so, but it's okay because Jarl Axel has evasion and he has a +11 to
yeah,
his death.
Yeah, who would have won?
So Jarl Axel would have been like 28, pass it, take no damage.
We were absolutely oh,
boned. So that's the thing is like, won. So I was working this out. My notes for this morning was me going like, would Jarl Axel think he could take the dragon? I was trying to weigh them up, and I'm like, he probably thinks he has a chance, but he'd have to risk his men's lives, which he doesn't really want to do. But he would have a chance, because he could just have all the drow just being like, bang, 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 whilst he's, like, fighting it properly. But yeah,
okay,
it was a pretty fun...
Crikey.
Tom's just like, okay, stack the deck against this march.
I just mean, I even if they did fight, we would just be in the back, just like
just cannon fodder,
having a cup of tea.
Well, that's why, like, when you go through, like, well, let's just get in the sleeve and watch. I was like, yeah, I'll just sit here rolling dice for like an hour. Like, okay, right, he's rolling. That's a natural 20.
I don't really know what we could have done in the fight. Like,
yeah, I guess side with Jarl Axel.
Well, I think Jarl Axel's plan was don't fight it because that's I'm the only one that can probably fight this thing. So you guys cause a distraction, he grabs the staff, he makes the dragon leave, and then you just get the gold.
He did what he asked.
If you didn't message the dragon and the dragon hadn't done that, then we would have probably had half of that gold.
Yeah.
And you wouldn't be dead.
No, your hubris, your mistrust was your downfall, Aquamamba. But he finally gets the peace that he always wanted. Maybe that's the...
That was a very brutal death.
Yeah.
That was not a peaceful ending.
I don't think he's at peace now.
No. That was horrible.
It's like haunting all the toilets.
No, that's just his body. He's dead. His spirit's
off
to the afterlife.
I'm going to haunt the shit out of this.
Yeah. All the toilets in Waterdeep.
They're haunted by the curse. They say...
The great poo snake.
If you go to the toilet late at night... Aquamamba. You just hear echoing through the pipes.
And you get a little squirt. That's why Black Viper doesn't flush.
She's traumatized for life now. She's always scared, like, I can't. The Aquamamba. They tell the stories. Beautiful. Well, that's it. Thank you so much for joining us for this wacky adventure through Waterdeep Dragon Heist. I'm so sorry, Wizards of the Coast. All right, well, thank you very much, everybody.
Thank you, everybody.
Take care. And we'll see you on our channel, High Rollers D&D, for our regular streams. Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye.
Hey, thanks for listening to this episode, and hey, thanks for listening to the series. We really enjoyed playing these dumb characters in their mission-incapable campaign. But remember, this is just one path through the Dragon Heist campaign. There are three more we didn't even explore, but if you wanted to face off against Jarlaxle, why not send a slightly more impressive team down? See if you can defeat him and take the dragon's riches for yourself. This campaign was sponsored by the fantastic Idle Champions of the Forgotten Realms. Play the game and let them know that you appreciate them as much as we do. Also, let us know on Twitter, Reddit, Discord, podcast reviews, or wherever, what you thought of this series. We'd love to play some more mini campaigns like this and want to know what you liked, didn't like, loved or hated about the series. Make our future campaigns even better. Give us your feedback. And as I said, thanks for listening to this series. We'll see you in the future for another crazy mini series. Goodbye.